This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The center of the economic universe shifts to Jackson Hole, Wyoming next week, a little gathering put on there every year, except last year, of course, by the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. Lots of papers, lots of big-picture economic discussions and speeches, the most eagerly awaited speech of which is invariably given by the chair of the Federal Reserve. The incumbent's name, of course, is Jay Powell. And the Powellian tea leaves to be read this year. I don't even know if that's a word, Powellian. Anyway, his speech is going to center on what's known in Fed speak as the taper. That's what we're going to be looking for. When and how the Fed is going to start slowing down its big bond buying program, and in so doing, start pulling back some of the extraordinary support the Fed's been giving to this economy. So we thought it might be a good idea to explain how those bond purchases actually help this economy and why the Fed figures it's going to have to cut back. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains what's going on.
Think of the economy as a giant water slide. The Fed has been pumping water down that slide to keep it going, buying at least $120 billion a month in bonds. Ann Owen teaches economics at Hamilton College.
They're flooding the economy with money, and because of that, it will be easier for consumers to get loans with lower interest rates, as well as firms.
And those firms could use their loans to expand, maybe hire more workers. But the Fed can't keep pumping up the economy forever. Economist Claudia Somm at the Jane Family Institute says at some point, consumers and businesses will be going down that economic water slide just fine on their own.
We're going to get to the finish line, not with the Fed flooding us down the path all the way, because we might overshoot and hit the wall at the end of the water slide.
In other words, the Fed might overstimulate the economy, but it can't just suddenly stop sending water down the slide.
You'd really burn your backside if the water suddenly got turned off.
Ken Kuttner teaches economics at Williams College. He says investors could get burned if the Fed suddenly turned off its bond-buying spigot.
They would like to be well-primed, well-prepared for anything that's going to happen. And that's why your Fed officials are starting to make very cautious statements.
So they're trying to telegraph the gradual tapering off of their bond buying months in advance. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.